Medina Spirit could lose KY. Derby win, track bans Baffert. By AP on May 9, 2021. Louisville, Kentucky. AP, Medina Spirit's victory in the Kentucky Derby is in serious jeopardy because of a failed post-race drug test. One that led Churchill Downs to suspend Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert on Sunday in the latest scandal to plague the sport. Baffert denied all wrongdoing and promised to be fully transparent with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission during its investigation. Baffert's barn received word Saturday that Medina Spirit had tested positive for an excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone, which is sometimes used to treat pain and inflammation in horses. Medina Spirit's win over Mandalone in the Derby stands, for now. To be clear, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandalone will be declared the winner. Churchill Downs officials said in a statement shortly after Baffert held a hastily planned morning news conference outside his barn to announce and respond to the allegations. The track said failure to comply with the rules and medication protocols jeopardizes the safety of horses and jockeys, the sport's integrity and the Derby's reputation. Churchill Downs will not tolerate it, the statement read. Given the seriousness of the alleged offense, Churchill Downs will immediately suspend Bob Baffert, the trainer of Medina Spirit, from entering any horses at Churchill Downs racetrack. Medina Spirit is expected to run in the Preakness on Saturday. Barring some abrupt change in plans or a decision from officials at Pimlico or Maryland's Racing Commission that would prevent him from entering the second jewel of the Triple Crown. Officials from 1/SD Racing, a branding arm of the Stronach Group that owns and operates Pimlico, and the Maryland Jockey Club said Sunday they would consult with state authorities and that any decision regarding the entry of Medina Spirit in the 146th Preakness Stakes will be made after review of the facts. Officials rescheduled the post-position draw for Tuesday afternoon, moving it back a day in light of the uncertainty. I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do, Baffert said of the failed drug test. And it's disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse. I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right. I don't feel embarrassed. I feel like I was wronged. We're going to do our own investigation. We're going to be transparent with the Racing Commission, like we've always been. He's a great horse. He doesn't deserve this. He ran a gallant race, Baffert added. The only horse to be disqualified for medication after winning the Derby is Dancer's Image in 1968. Medina Spirit is Baffert's fifth horse known to have failed the drug test in just over a year. Flanked by his attorney Craig Robertson, Baffert said his barn was told that Medina Spirit was found to have 21 picograms of betamethasone, slightly more than double what the trainer said was the allowable amount, in a post-race sample. Betamethasone is the same drug that was found in the system of Pameen, another Baffert-trained horse who finished third in the Kentucky Oaks last September. Pameen was eventually disqualified from that finish because of that test and Baffert was fined $1,500. Betamethasone is legal under Kentucky racing rules, though it must be cleared 14 days before a horse races. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Baffert said. I know everybody is not out to get me, but there's definitely something wrong. Why is it happening to me? You know, there's problems in racing, but it's not Bob Baffert. Mandalone, which lost the Derby by a half length, is not going to the Preakness. If Mandalone is declared the Kentucky Derby winner, that would mean the Triple Crown pursuit for 2021 would end right there. It is unknown how long Kentucky officials will take to determine whether the results of the Derby should stand or will change. If Medina Spirit is disqualified, his connections will not receive the $1.86 million winner's share of the Derby purse money. But for bettors, anything that happens next won't matter. Those who cashed in on Medina Spirit still win. Those who didn't still lose and those who backed Mandalone missed out on a winning ticket that would have returned more than $50 on a $2 wager. Baffert was planning to saddle Medina Spirit in concert tour in the Preakness, going for a record 8th victory in that race. Except for 2020 when the races were run out of order due to the coronavirus pandemic, Baffert is undefeated with a Derby winner in the Preakness. Last month, Baffert won an appeals case before the Arkansas Racing Commission after he had been suspended by Oaklawn Park Stewards for 15 days for a pair of positive drug tests involving two of his horses that won at the track on May 2, 2020. The horses tested positive for the painkiller lidocaine, which Baffert said they were exposed to inadvertently. But as Baffert insisted that horse racing can do better preventing doping, he also acknowledged the spotlight. "I know I'm the most scrutinized trainer and have millions of eyes on me. But you know what? I don't have a problem with that," Baffert said. "The last thing I want to do is do something that would jeopardize the greatest 2 minutes in sports." Animal Wellness Action Executive Director Marty Irby said in a statement that racing authorities should throw the book at those found guilty of violations. "The failed drug test is just another in a long series of events shadowing the sport, and the Derby, its best known and most prestigious race, in recent years." Maximum Security crossed the line first in the 2019 Kentucky Derby before being disqualified by Churchill Downs stewards for interference in what was an unprecedented move. Country House, which crossed the line second in that race, is now considered the winner. In March 2020, Jason Service, who was Maximum Security's trainer, was part of a sweeping indictment that involved trainers, veterinarians and pharmacists in a horse doping ring. Baffert faced the doping allegations in Arkansas and Kentucky last year with Kameen and Nunes. "I'm worried about our sport," Baffert said. "Our sport, we've taken a lot of hits as a sport. These are pretty serious accusations here, but we're going to get to the bottom of it and find out. We know we didn't do it.